You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. And it's not every day at World Cafe that our session starts with a disclaimer, but here's one. Today's conversation with our guest, Noah Gunderson, includes some talk about using psychedelic drugs and their influence on Gunderson's latest album, Lover. But psychedelic drugs are just the jumping-off point for a discussion about the songs on his rich, beautifully crafted album. Lover addresses a transformative year in Noah Gunderson's life, one that included the end of a romantic relationship and a realization that his parents, who raised him in a conservative right-wing home in rural Washington, are what he now calls truly progressive. It's a freewheeling chat coming up with Noah Gunderson and our contributing host, Kaleo. But first, a performance of his song, Robin Williams. Noah Gunderson on World Cafe.
It's gonna make its presence known. From one monkey to another, you can't lose what you don't know. It's okay if you get anxious, just please don't call the cops. There's a couple things I'm sure of, and a whole lot more I'm not. There's a sentimental value to the memory of love. It's a pretty looking rainbow. What does it remind you? Is it somewhere there's a heart of gold that's never gonna rust? Or it's a hard rain, but it's never gonna flood. Despite all my reservations, I've been doing this for years, hoping that some magic touch would finally make it clear. When it all comes crashing down, I'm still standing here, looking at the same face in the same place, just a different kind. Nothing lasts forever, every other trope. Guess it just depends on how much DMT is smoked. But when I think of Robin Williams at the end of his rope, it makes no difference what you make. Gather my impressions, universal sound. Hope that someone's listening to their radio tonight. Though it doesn't really matter, so many come before. Who the hell are we fooling? No one buys records anymore.
You're listening to The World Cafe. That is Noah Gunderson in performance. Robin Williams is the name of the song. It is the first song off of his latest album, Lover. Noah, welcome back to The Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So that's a pretty, I would say, heavy opening song to your record. You're kind of laying it out on the table. And there's a line that jumped out at me. It's not about what you think. It's about something else. It's a line about nothing lasting forever. And then guessing it depends on how much DMT you smoke. Uh-huh. Now, I have to explain this. In the classic American country song, there is whiskey. In hip hop, there is weed or perhaps lean. I have never seen a song that references DMT. You seem like a guy who's comfortable talking about your use of psychedelics and how it's affected your work. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a little bit about how mushrooms and DMT got kind of shaped and inspired this record?
So I will go on the record and say that I actually have not done DMT myself. I hope to at some point. And when you take it, you have this psychedelic experience that is technically very short, but can feel like you're lasting for years or whatever. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions around psychedelics, that it's this terrifying, out of your body experience. And I think that that can happen for people, and not to say that it's just like all fun and games, but DMT is one that I'm curious to try, because I think it is. The stories that I've heard from people that do it is that it's very powerful and mind-altering, but it can be really a positive thing. I'm not trying to like preach the gospel of anything, that like everyone should do psychedelics. Yeah. I think it can be really beneficial if you're in the right set and setting.
But so can therapy.
Yeah, and this therapy I do think everyone should be in therapy. I just think it takes finding the right therapist.
Oh, man. I could go down the rabbit hole with finding a right therapist. I have a piece of advice about that. You wait until it's after hours and you call the office line and you get the voicemail, and hopefully it's the shrink's voice on the voicemail.
Oh.
It's the most important thing.
Yeah, interesting.
Do you like their voice?
The sound of their voice.
Chances are you can probably listen to them talking to you, telling you bad things.
That's a good tip.
There you go. And for everyone else at home, you're listening to World Cafe. We are here with Noah Gunderson. The new album is called Lover. So this has songs that are somewhat recent, but then you've had some songs that you've been working on for a while. And I believe Crystal Creek is something that's been in your back pocket for a little while, finding out how to make it right. So what made it right?
I'd had it sitting around for like 6 or 7 years, just the first verse really, and I had just been collecting so a lot of this record, there are songs that are old like that. I'd been just collecting these different sessions that we had done that were just really for fun, and Crystal Creek was one that I wrote in my house a long time ago. Didn't really know what it meant, but it felt good and it felt interesting. And so it's kind of lived in this demo farm for a long time, and then got into the studio, and Andy, my producer and collaborator, was like, maybe there's more. This is like, it was an uncompleted idea for sure. And then I started thinking about what I had written about, as a person now, 10 years into my career, almost 10 years into my career, starting to evaluate, like, is this all I thought it would be? Am I at the place where I wanted to be or not? And is it how I envisioned it? And there's that, that line of, is it everything you wanted now that it's everything you had? And then so I wrote the second verse, basically kind of just about feeling burned out, and just the feeling of like, okay, I'm like in this, there's things that I wanted out of this that I haven't gotten. There's plenty of things that I have gotten that I'm very grateful for, but, we all have expectations going into this thing, and sometimes those aren't met. And so you have to look at that and be honest.
Well, we'd love to hear it. Would you play it for us?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. It's Noah Gunderson here on World Cafe with Crystal Creek.
Is this everything you wanted? Now that it's everything you have. Just a simple little sadness. Is it wrong? Is it bad? You were looking for me out in the crystal in the creek. When you saw it creeping up, so tired.
Live from World Cafe, it's Noah Gunderson and Crystal Creek. It's from his new album, Lover. We're talking to Noah. My name's Kaleo on the World Cafe. How many pissed off Rolling Stones fans have you talked to?
None, actually.
No one has said to you...
A lot more pissed off Taylor Swift fans.
Over what?
The name of the album.
I'm assuming that you had this album name
way before. They were especially pissed that we released them on the same day.
Oh,
as if that was a strategy that I was taking on in order to, you know, garner more plays or something.
Drafting off of Taylor Swift, yeah, hacking Spotify.
Yeah, it was a weird moment where, like, I was at a funeral, and I got a text. It was a week before we were going to announce, and then Taylor Swift announced hers like a week before us, and we were just like, well,
too bad.
So it goes.
So it goes. So you have a song called Wild Horses, and it's original.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because who cares? Like, it's just, they're just words. They're words for song names, you know?
Well, Wild Horses are two pretty generic words. Yeah. Is there a limit where you're like, I got an original. It's called Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
It's called
Stairway to Heaven. You're going to love it. It's about a literal stairway to heaven.
That's well, yes, if you sing a chorus where you actually sing the chorus, Smells Like Teen Spirit, yeah. I would really enjoy that. Yeah. I figure out a way to make it work. Can you tell us about Wild Horses?
Yeah. There are really important movements happening that I totally and fully support. But I do think there is a level of animosity in our discourse that's unproductive. And so I wrote a song that's like basically tell people, like, just like chill a little bit. Like, we have these issues and they're important and we need to work through them. We also are going to disagree. So I think it's a reminder for myself and hopefully for other people just that... you know, empathy, when you can find it, is essential.
Awesome. Let's hear it. It's Wild Horses. Noah Gunderson live on World Cafe.
Always got a lot on my mind. Feels like the net just gets bigger with time. Stretching out behind. Trawling the open sea. Waste a lot of breath on the boat. Breathe a lot of air that keeps making me sick. Maybe just hate a little bit late. It's okay if you don't have the answer. Questions remain the same. There's a whole lot of people claiming their team, but nobody knows the game. So give me a minute to come to my senses. Look out the window. Stop building fences. These are the wild horses. Just wanna run free. Now I wanna know. I just want you to know me too. Pointing your finger at me, dare you to stick it between my teeth. You just keep putting up crosses and sharpening nails as you wait for the cultural priest to hand down a confident sentence. Anyone accused of a crime, there's a thousand ways to blow it, so don't even think about speaking your mind. Maybe you would rather be angry, but I'd rather sleep at night. There's a fraction to every outcome, there's a spectrum of wrong and right. So give me a minute, come to my senses, look out the window, stop building fences, 'cause all the wild horses, they just want to run. Want you to know me too.
It's Noah Gunderson live in performance for World Cafe. That is Wild Horses. His new album is called Lover. I am Kaleo. So earlier, we were talking about something off air. I'm not exactly sure how to get into it, but...
Well, I can just kind of keep up. We were talking about the kind of divisive social political climate that we live in and how to navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what I was saying to you is that, like, I am an incredibly liberal person, but also have this perspective of growing up in a very conservative kind of right-wing home where listen to Rush Limbaugh, you know, gun ownership, all those things. That was a part of my growing up. And I also have to, like, my folks have gotten, they're like, just can you please not talk about it anymore? Because they're, like, embarrassed about a lot of their early right-wing stuff. Like, They've kind of switched sides.
Well, I was going to say, you were at your parents' house like less than a year ago, mm-hmm, in some of the right. press that I read. So it's like, it's not like you have a bad relationship with them.
No, I love my family. My parents are great. And they're like some of the most like truly progressive people that I know, in the sense that they're always kind of searching for truth and understanding of themselves and of other people. But yeah, I have this kind of interesting perspective where it's so easy in the world that we're in now to like demonize the right, and the right does it to the left as well. And you know, I have issues with things with gun control, and a lot of other things. But I guess what I keep trying to come back to is that, like, my parents were still just people. You know, when I was growing up in that world, and a lot of the people I interacted with, even though I would kind of abhor their views now, they're still people with people issues. And I think we just, in order to have productive dialogue, I think that has to be the space that we try to occupy.
Noah Gunderson is our guest here on World Cafe. The new album is Lover. There was a very sweet story you wrote about your experience this year on Valentine's Day. Is this something we're talking? Is this okay if I ask you about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. You shared the record with your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Ex-girlfriend. Yeah. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. A lot. I mean, a lot of the record is, a lot of it's about well, not a lot of it, parts of it are about her. I mean, she's in the music video, so... Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
It's an interesting thing. I thought it was just a very sweet thing. But you know, there was a song on the record that was kind of gnawing at me, just from just really heavy. Mm-hmm. And it's called Kamikaze. Mm-hmm. I was just sort of like it from where you were at when you wrote that. And like you seemed like you were a really healthy place and happy in your relationship. And then there's this song that just sounds like damn. I can't wait for your payday for your love, dude. Help me unpack this song, if you can. If you don't want to, I understand.
Yeah, no, I can. I want to be respectful to her. It was a really complicated relationship that I was in that had been kind of off and on several times, and that was written during one of the off times, and then now it's actually off. It's been off for a while, but yeah, man, there's that, just the feelings of knowing that committing to someone is ultimately unhealthy for both of you, but you're desperately in love with them, and that's a really painful and complicated place to be. So that's the idea of that kamikaze love thing, is this, like, you know, kind of killing yourself for a feeling.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah,
I'm sure that wasn't easy. We're talking to Noah Gunderson about his new album. Getting into the last song, the title track from the record, Lover, is there anything you'd like to say about it before we get into it?
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about that song a lot lately, kind of navigating the relational space that I'm in now. I think it's really just me recognizing that, like, I'm okay. I'm enough on my own. And not that I need to be an isolationist or any of these things, but that, like, you know, that there is no perfect person, and that I have to, like, accept myself first.
Let's hear it. Noah Gunderson live on World Cafe with Lover.
I need a mother to come to my room.
Live in performance for World Cafe, it's Noah Gunderson performing the title track from his latest record, which is available now. It's called Lover. Man, this was fun.
This was super fun.
This was super fun. I'm going to ask you a dorky question. You said you envisioned this album as a sci-fi movie. What's your favorite sci-fi movie?
Ooh. That's tough. Because I'm totally a Star Wars kid. Okay. I would have to say The Matrix.
Ooh.
Because I think it's also like one of my favorite movies of all time, and it actually holds up. Like everything, it just like all the, and the themes, it's, yeah.
It's more prescient now than it was in 1999.
Yeah, it's crazy. I also love The Chronicles of Riddick because it's awesome.
Like,
the Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah, I was going to say Pitch Black, right?
Pitch Black is the first one, then there's Chronicles of Riddick, and then I think he made a third one that was like crowdfunded or something. I also love Vin Diesel. I'm like a huge Vin Diesel fan.
I like his work as Groot.
Yeah, totally. Do you have a favorite sci-fi film?
2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to beat.
It's my parents showed it to me when I was 7, and so like after that, I just grows and
like, you know, I'll have a confession. I've actually never seen the whole thing.
It's not an easy watch, particularly in today's society where you get jump cuts every 5 seconds to sit and literally watch a 5-minute shot where a giant spaceship literally just goes through space while like Strauss plays in the background. It's pretty remarkable.
It's amazing the attention span that we used to have.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. That being said, what are we doing here? Yeah. I should go. No, it's been an absolute pleasure. Please come back and see us again soon.
Thank you so much.
You got it. That's Noah Gunderson. We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe.